Report, vulnerable Senate Democrat Maggie Hassan unveils $13 million ad buy. By Jacob Bliss on March 7, 2022. Vulnerable Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan's DNH re-election campaign, worried about facing a strong Republican challenger, announced a $13 million advertising buy for the midterm elections, according to reports. Hassan, who has seen some success in the fundraising, bringing in $3.1 million in the last quarter of 2021 and started the year with $5.3 million in the bank, has seen bad poll numbers against the state's Republican Governor Chris Sununu that have in turn made her look highly vulnerable. However, he declined to run against her. When voters were asked about her favorability and job performance, only 33% of voters found her favorable in one poll, while another survey found that only 44% approved of her job performance. Republicans are reportedly optimistic about the possible field of GOP nominees after Sununu said he would not. In fact, Hassan's campaign indicated how worried it is by announcing the ad buy this day out before the general election to bolster grassroots organizing. While we expect a competitive race, the Republican field faces an uphill climb to victory, Hassan campaign manager Aaron Jacobs wrote in a memo. No matter who the Republicans nominate, they will enter the general election tarnished as a reliable vote for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his corporate special interest agenda. New Hampshire hosts the second latest primary in the nation, September 13, giving the eventual Republican nominee little time and few resources to communicate after emerging from what is said to be an extreme and chaotic primary, Jacobs added. Some of the Republicans in the September 13 GOP primary, looking to take on and unseat Hassan, are State Senate President Chuck Morse, Londonderry Town Manager Kevin Smith, and Don Bolduc. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.